a party political broadcast on behalf of the burial party. Spokesman. Already our government has enforced the four freedoms. Freedom to speak if you have nothing to say. Freedom from fear if you stay in your shelter. Freedom from want if you do what we want. And freedom from freedom. But yesterday, we, the British government, detected, thanks to our spider's web of Sunday papers and bloodshot radar traps, two mutineers scowling from your moderate ranks. It has been understood that all citizens should remain alert, not to say frightened, in the defense of Mental Acne Incorporated, the British blood poisoning system, and the bases of our ally, cancer. To remain alert, you must be conscious, and consciousness teaches us to stay small, cold, and out of our minds with fear. Police Constable Boothead. At 2 in the morning, I found the accused, a man and a woman, both unclothed, sprawling across their mammoth bed. The mammoth is being held in custody at Disneyland. Their eyes were shut, and they grinned like a couple of pink grand pianos. When asked why they were smiling with their eyes shut, the accused informed me, in song, "We are happy." I made a note of that at the time. Judge, what was that word again? Prosecutor, happy, my lord. An expression common amongst delinquents. It means irresponsible, extensive chromosome and corpuscle counts, exhaustive spiritual testing, and a touch of the old Dr. Skull revealed that the male and female citizen were both addicted to one of the most dangerous drugs on the list, Exhibit A, love. Highly addictive, producing hallucinations. For example, fat swallow fornicating downwards at the wheel of a purple-striped cloud to play the resurrection of South America. This love drug can remove the user's interest in money and property and in killing in order to defend money and property. Judge, stop it, I can't bear it. Spokesman, the lovers were found guilty of not being guilty. Their obscene craving was hard to cure, but a succession of secret lice men did their best. They can hardly be blamed if the gasping lovers died after 10 days apart. 10 days apart. They died with their grins on, both of them drowned in the same daydream, the same degenerate lagoon. Freedom to speak if you have nothing to say. Freedom from fear if you stay in your shelter. Freedom from want if you do what we want. Freedom from freedom, freedom from sanity, and freedom, finally, from life. It is likely that during the next 10 years, you will be called upon to die for freedom.